Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Luke. Now to Pastor Chris.
Luke 15 today on Through the Word, a chapter about the great joy of finding something that you lost. Have you ever lost something that was truly precious to you? A special gift from a good friend or a faithful dog gone missing? If you have, then the word lost is a heavy one for you. We use that word sometimes when we talk about friends who don't believe in Christ, but I think this story in Luke 15 will put the word into a new light. You may have heard this story before, but pay close attention to who Jesus is telling the story to. In verse 1, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.' Then Jesus told them this parable." So the story is told to the Pharisees and other religious people who claim to love God but spend most of their time hating people, especially sinners. Because after all, the sinners are so ungodly, so what's to love? Jesus, on the other hand, had sinners gathering all around him because he showed them so much love. The Pharisees couldn't stand it. So Jesus told them this story in verse 4. "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.'" So the story's about a lost sheep, and there's that word again, lost. When someone isn't following Jesus, Christians refer to that person as lost, because they're wandering through life without true direction. Now, some folks take offense to that, and understandably so. But consider lost from this perspective. In Jesus' story, a man lost his sheep. It was precious to him, and he searched for it. He left 99 sheep to find one lost because he's a good shepherd. In the same way, someone who has wandered from God is someone precious that God has lost, and he will go to great lengths to track down their heart. And God will rejoice when he has found their heart again. At verse 7, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not repent." Here Jesus is trying to help the Pharisees understand that God never stops loving the lost. So Jesus tells another parable in verse 8. "Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.'" So story number 2 is about a lost coin. Don't think of this as a lost dime or quarter. These coins were much more valuable. Have you ever lost money that you needed in order to live? If so, you probably searched for it frantically. And when you found it, oh, what a feeling. This woman calls her friends to celebrate. Now, the friends and neighbors that she calls in this story are supposed to be the Pharisees and Bible teachers. They were supposed to be on God's side. But anyone who shows no compassion or care for the lost shows they are no closer to God than the sinners. But keep in mind, God wants them back too. Jesus is telling this story for that very reason, to win the Pharisees back to God. Sinners and religious hypocrites are both lost, just in different ways, but they are both precious to God. In the last story, they are both compared to sons. I can't think of anything more precious than a man's own child. So in verse 11, Jesus tells a story about a man with two sons. In every point in this story, the man loves both of his sons. The story is, of course, about the prodigal son. Prodigal means wasteful and recklessly extravagant. This son is a runaway, but not because his home life is bad. His father is great and loves him always. After all, the dad represents God in this story, so of course he's great. Yet some kids want to run away for different reasons. This young man is a fool. He doesn't recognize how good his dad has been to him. He wants to go live it up, outside of all the rules of home. What he doesn't realize is that all those rules were keeping him safe and alive. So he takes whatever dad had for him and goes off to waste it. In that culture, this was an insult to dad in the highest order, essentially saying, "I'm not your son anymore." Hey, people do that to God all the time. They like the blessings but don't want the rules, so they take the money and run. It's stupid, but they do it. We did it. But it doesn't last very long. Life apart from God and rejecting God's rules and wisdom gets bad fast. The young man in the story goes broke in a hurry, and he's living with pigs. But what can he do? He told his father, "You're not my dad anymore." But in verse 17, he comes to his senses. That's a good phrase to describe what happens when you or I finally figure out that life apart from God isn't life at all. So in verse 17, when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him." This scene is a powerful one. This dad never ever stops loving his son. He runs for him and hugs him. There's no feeling in the world like getting a child back. This week in the news, a couple got their daughter back after 23 years missing. The sorrow they felt when their girl was lost is immeasurable, but it is just how God feels toward you if you are running from him. Yet imagine the overwhelming joy of getting their little girl back again. Much was lost over the years, but their little girl is now found. That is how God feels towards one sinner when he comes home. And yet there's one more son in Jesus' story. Remember, he's telling this to the Pharisees, and they are pictured by the older brother. In verse 25, "Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him." Notice here that the father loves both his sons. He runs out to both of them and invites both in for the party. But the older refuses to go to the party. He's too caught up in what a good son he's been, all the while hating his brother. He too is lost, for he has lost sight of his father's love for both of them. Then in verse 31, "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." I encourage you to read Luke chapter 16 today. Find who you are in this powerful story. And wherever you might be lost, come to your senses and rejoice when the lost become found.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries in Diamond Head, Mississippi. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.